Update, brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300. Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
First of May, good evening, it's 5:30. This is Update for Thursday, 16th of March, 2023 from Manx Radio, 30 minutes. To look at the latest news on the island, background to the news and sport and business and Sea Watch and travel updates and the newsmakers in person. Tonight, the latest from Ronald's Way Airport, the Laxey Prom cliffs must be stabilised, Global Recycling Day this Saturday, the victorious LegCo candidates speak up, and a Manx shooter is looking for a bullseye.
Man Benham, for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Fast to my Christian Jones.
Fast to my. Government's planning and building control sections are treating the recent Laxey Promenade landslide as a priority. It follows concerns raised by Gulf commissioners over the integrity of properties on the edge of the cliff above the affected area. A risk of allergic reaction in those who've had general anaesthetics has prompted certain cough and cold medicines to be removed from pharmacy shelves. Manx Care says the decision to remove items containing fulcodine has been taken after advice from the UK's Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency. And Rachel Bridewood has been announced as the new Isle of Man, the Isle of Man's new Deputy High Bailiff. She moves into the position from His Majesty's Attorney General's Chambers, where she was a prosecuting advocate, a position she'd held since 2003. In international news, there could be an end to most of the NHS strikes in England after several unions said they would recommend a new pay deal to their members. It includes a lump sum payment for the current financial year and a 5% rise for 2023-24. The social media app TikTok has been banned from all UK government devices over security concerns. The platform says it doesn't share data with the Chinese government. And the US Air Force has released video footage which it says shows a Russian jet dumping fuel on an American drone, having intercepted it over the Black Sea. Moscow has denied behaving dangerously. Those are the update news headlines. We'll be back at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goromaya, thank you, Christian. From the Ronald's Way Met Office, has still got that strong wind warning in operation for the North Irish Sea. State of sea is moderate. There is fog on the mountain road, according to the Matrix signs, and tonight, cloudy with extensive hill fog and coastal mist in a moderate to fresh. The strong wind coming from the south or southwest. Overnight minimum is 8 degrees. For Friday, Jahenya tomorrow, cloudy with hill fog, sporadic rain on a moderate southerly. Daytime maximum is 11, down to 7 through the night. Into Saturday, Jasan, dry and cloudy with bright intervals. A light southwesterly, top temperature of 10 degrees. Sun sets in a little under an hour's time at 24 minutes past 6. High tide, 27 minutes past 6. Low waters, 12 minutes after 1 a.m. Sunrise in the morning, 29 minutes past 6. And the morning high tide at a minute past 7.
Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke splashbacks for your kitchen in any colours. Speak to the team on 674 573.
The infrastructure minister has referred to what's going on at Ronald's Way as not ideal. Far from ideal, says Chris Thomas. Flights have been disrupted due to low visibility, wind speed and work that's taking place on the landing system. Manx Radio understands that people waiting at the airport this morning had issues accessing food while private providers in the departure lounge waited for deliveries. It's something that Chris Thomas, MHK, says will be addressed as part of a review into the future of the airport.
No, it's far from ideal. And sometimes flights are delayed because of airline issues, which might well have been the case this morning rather than airport issues. But I want to deal with the issue about the catering airside. Two aspects of that are in this report. The first one is that we focus a lot on better service level agreements with our with people who have operations airside and also landside inside the airport. That's absolutely vital that we make an improvement for the travelling public. And we'll be working either with the current providers or we'll be doing something differently. And the second point I'd like to make is that one of the ideas we have is that we should change the way that the terminal is organised and the way that the space is used. So if we can obtain funding for that, we will be looking to have a better environment completely going through security and into the departures area, because it isn't very satisfactory the way it is at the moment. We've probably got too much land side, although that's often closed, and not enough airside, and we are looking to make a profound change in that way.
Garth commissioners are calling for urgent action to stabilise cliffs above the former End Cafe site in Laxey Promenade after a landslide earlier this week. The site remains cordoned off, with debris continuing to fall from the cliff face, raising concerns for the properties immediately above the area. Deputy Clark is Martin Royal.
It is concerning to the commissioners. We basically, so it's at the time when construction work started at the site just below the cliff, and from that time we've had a succession of landslips that have brought quite a bit of the cliffside down now, and the concern has now become that the houses, and particularly one property at the top, and the highway itself. So the commissioners have asked us to contact the various relevant government agencies, which we have done. So we've had this health and safety inspector down, planning and building control. Those authorities are now dealing with the situation. Government has been responsive, but certainly the commissioners would like to see a very fast response to what they feel is a very urgent situation, as you suggest. So yes, we would really like somebody to come down and give some guidance on what can be done to stop the property above being compromised. Fortunately, the site is right at the very, very far end of Laxey Promenade, so none of the businesses are affected in any way, shape or form. So they will all be opening as usual, and the experience of the visitor to Laxey will be exactly the same as any normal day, so we can give assurance on that. We have spoken to the owner of the particular property that they do feel concerned up there at that particular property, and the commissioners have responded to that concern, as I say, and have expressed that concern to the government agencies.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source, and Manx Radio's update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
Good evening, this is Manx Radio at 22 minutes before 6. Politicians on the Isle of Man have been talking about recycling this week. It's in light of Global Recycling Day, which is this Saturday. Manx Radio's political correspondent Phil Gorn spoke to the government's head of waste management, Stephanie Gray, about how the island can recycle more effectively.
We've been doing nothing wrong. The science of recycling has become far more sophisticated over the years. We have been targeting materials through the Bring Bank scheme since the year 2000, paper, card, grey card, glass and cans, aluminium and steel, things that, apart from the paper that don't burn, sensible, because obviously we have infrastructure which is energy from waste, don't put things in that don't burn. And the ones to make the decisions about, I guess, are really the likes of plastics and paper. It might be counterintuitive, but they're looking at the carbon emission side, and there's a lot of emerging evidence now done in the UK to support their work on climate change and greenhouse gas emissions. It might actually be better to recover energy from that short cycle carbon at the moment, because that's offsetting what is essentially a fossil fuel-based electricity production on the Isle of Man, rather than go to the expense of actually recycling it. Have we got the actual evidence for that based on the Isle of Man scenario? No, we haven't, because we don't know what's in the bin. We haven't done the math to see, you know, how far are things travelling, what is the carbon impact. That is, I think, what we need to do. In fact, I'm sure it's what we need to do as an island. We need to take a big step back and a big step up and go strategically as an island that imports packaging in things that we then export for recycling. What is the best thing to do with that material? Is it to send it off for recycling? Is it to compost it? Is it to use it to recover energy? I mean, incentivising public behaviour, whether it's as higher up the hierarchy in terms of reduction or at endpoint disposal, is something that we need to be more consistent at. You know, we need to give the same message. We need to keep reiterating that message. We need to explain to people why we are advising certain types of behaviour. As I said, sometimes it could be counterintuitive on the Isle of Man, and that needs to be done as an all-island basis.
Well, we know now who's going to be serving in the LegCo for the next 5 years after the recent election, but how do they feel about the coming term? Paul Crane, Tanya August-Hansen and Diane Kelsey were re-elected. Newcomer Dawn Kinnish, we hear from first.
I think it's about making the best contribution that I can to making sure we have a modern society that meets the changing needs. I've got a particular interest in representing minority voice and a particular focus on disability. I will quite often look at things through the lens of disability, but my skill set is broad, so it could be a range of things.
A 15 months old hand, I'm just looking forward to getting back to doing the work that we'd started, and especially with the current administration and the team that the Keys have got. There's a good bunch of people in there trying their best for the island, and we're here to support them. I've learned a lot more about people. It's not an ivory tower up at Government House. There's a lot of people come and go, and it's a really vibrant place, but actually Tynwald is a superb place to be, and I'm really pleased to be serving the Isle of Man.
I'm surprised. I'm really happy to have another 5 years in Legislative Council. The job means the world to me, or the role means the world to me, so I think that Paul and Diane have really had a fantastic start in their 15 months, and they've got an awful lot more to be able to experience actually in Parliament. And Dawn, for years now, I have been contacting Dawn every time there's a Legislative Council election coming up, and including this one actually, knowing that she's absolutely brilliant, so I think she'll be a brilliant asset. So I'm very excited to work with all three of them.
I would like to think I've said what I think all the way along over the 15 months, stood up for the things I believe in, I've been transparent, I've not tried to hide that. The Isle of Man's at a fascinating position. You know, I think the administration has done a great role in terms of we've got more direction and clarity about where we're at and where we're going than I can recall in Manx politics for a long time. The hope is that we renew the prosperity and the vibrancy of the Isle of Man and improve communities as well and tackle the big issues of climate change and population. So, yeah, it's an exciting few years ahead.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The motorship Ben McCree departed Heysham at 11 minutes past two. She'll be into the harbour at the moment. A little difficult to see. There's lots of fog around the bay at the moment, but she'll be with us in the next 10, 15 minutes or so. Departing this evening at 7:45, arriving in Heysham at 11:30, the overnight departure at 2:15, back tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, and the Friday morning departure 8:45, Ben McCree heads for Heysham.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Up-and-coming Manx shooting competitor Wes Reed's hoping to continue his push up the ranks in the sport as he heads back into national competition in the UK this weekend. Wes Reed's also aiming to compete internationally at the Ireland Games this summer and says he's happy with the progress he's been making.
I placed second in the British Championships not so long ago, so I was quite pleased with that because overall in Britain I'm the second best air rifle shooter, so that's put a smile on my face. So for this competition, my main aim for it is to just make sure the rifle's all in neat condition, because we've just had to do a couple adjustments. So I think I'll get there and I'll just use it as a practice. I think it's quite a major place to be at the moment, where I've just got to make, you know, a few adjustments on sights and other bits that I'm not having to actually take the whole rifle apart, so it kind of puts my mind at ease that I know, like, in a couple of weeks time, oh, I might have to adjust this, but it's not going to throw me off majorly. I can still continue at the same rate and scores that I'm doing at the moment. So I think it's like put me in a really good place at the moment. It's a really exciting one, but a really nervous one as well, because obviously I'm going to be going away to Guernsey and I'm going to be shooting with a whole load of other different islands teams and everything. But just making it onto the island team for shooting is a major achievement, and I just hope that even if I don't get a medal and I make it into the final, I'll still be happy, because not many people can turn around and say, oh, I've got to the Island Games and I've made it into a final. So I think it's really exciting opportunity to be a part of.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 16 minutes before 6, Sherez Power announced yesterday it'll be collaborating with Linde Engineering and Robert Bosch to validate the performance, cost and operational functionality of its solid oxide electrolyzer cell technology, SOEC systems they're called. The AIM traded firm said the collaboration would involve preparing a 2-year demonstration of a 1 megawatt SOEC system, which was set to begin in 2024 and would be located at a Bosch site at Stuttgart in Germany. And for a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookall.com.
The Stock Market Report.
brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stock markets closed higher after a choppy session. US stocks were rallying in early afternoon trade and oil extended losses. Gold gained, bouncing towards last session's month and a half peak as concerns about the banking crisis continue. The numbers now from Ramsey Crookall. At the close in London, the FTSE 100 was up 0.9% at 7,410. The DAX in Frankfurt closed up 0.9% at 14,967. In New York City a short time ago, the Dow Jones Industrial up 1% at 32,193. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index up just over 0.2% at 11,680. The S&P 500 is up just over 1.5% at 3,952. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling trading at $1.21 and €1.14. And in commodities, gold is fractionally up 0.3% up, $1,918 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude bouncing back up 1.25% at $75.14.
The world was a very different place when Ramsey Crookall set up business back in 1946. But his passion for providing outstanding service and looking after every client as if they were one of the family has endured for over 76 years. So, if you're looking for the continuity of a personal, bespoke investment strategy, perhaps it's time to look at our discretionary services. Trustworthy, dependable, and tailored. Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
The High Bailiff has described a lack of accommodation for vulnerable people leaving custody as a very sad indictment for the Isle of Man. It follows a delay in sentencing a 26-year-old man after concerns were raised about where he'd live once he left prison. The story from Tessa Hawley.
At Douglas Courthouse, Jordan Declan John Cayley, previously of Woodburn Square, was handed a 12-month probation order. He previously admitted stealing a wallet containing £45 and prescription medication during a burglary between Christmas Day and New Year's Day. Cayley also admitted stealing goods from an EVF garage on the 21st of January and damaging property at a house in Annaker on the same day. His advocate said the first offence was a cry for help due to his difficult living conditions at the time. Sentencing in the case had been disrupted whilst efforts were made to find accommodation for Cayley, who was described by High Bailiff Jane Hughes as a vulnerable individual. It meant he'd served the equivalent of a 14-week sentence, with Mrs. Hughes telling the court the lack of a homeless shelter on the island was very regrettable. The court heard the probation service had been working very hard behind the scenes to secure him a place at a Manx Care run facility, which the health body has agreed to fund for a month. Telling Cayley she could at long last sentence him, Mrs. Hughes imposed a 12-month probation order and ordered him to pay £150 in compensation. Urging him to engage with Manx Care and his support workers, she told him, "I appreciate that you've got difficulties in your own life." The chair of the Housing and Communities Board has confirmed government is using bed and breakfast accommodation to house people who are in need whilst work is done to finalise a strategic partnership which will help provide emergency provision for those who are homeless. You can find more on that story at manxradio.com.
Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates. Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai, good evening. Starting with football, and Laxie have retained the Isle of Man Under-18 FA Youth Cup after beating league champions Onchan on penalties after a 1-1 draw. In tough conditions last night at the ball, Laxie were out to defend their silverware up against an Onchan team who'd already secured the Under-18 league title 2 weeks before. Both goals came in regular time in the second half after a goalless first period, with William Cowan netting for Laxie and Onchan's goal coming courtesy of Harley Jackson. Then came 20 minutes of extra time where neither side were able to break the deadlock, and so the contest went on to spot kicks. In a close run shootout, Laxie emerged winners to defend the trophy, emerging victorious on penalties 4-3. Turning to motorsport, and signing on for Marshalls for the 2023 Isle of Man TT races has officially opened. The TT Marshalls Association is looking for individuals, both new and experienced, who can staff the Snaefell Mountain course on one or several days of the event. All those interested in volunteering are being invited to register online. Meanwhile, following a trial at the 2022 Manx Grand Prix, a new 00 sector will be introduced for Marshalls to sign on to. Those who register for that sector are then able to be deployed anywhere on the course to help minimise any delays to the start of sessions. And finally, in cycling, it was a frustrating end to the Tour of Taiwan for Manxman Sam Brand and the team Novo Nordisk squad earlier today. Despite a promising start to the event a few days ago, the tables turned over the last few stages, meaning the squad had to take some risky strategies which nearly paid off. However, their sprinter Umberto Poli could only manage 13th place in the final stage today, with Brand coming home in 63rd in the travelling pack behind. Meanwhile, a hectic 2 days away for another of the island cyclists, Matthew Bostock, for the Bolton Equities Black Spoke team. He's part of the squad to take on the Bredene-Coxeter Classic in Belgium tomorrow before the Classique Loire Atlantique in France on Saturday. Bostock will be hoping to improve on his last outing at the Danilith Corsa Nakari yesterday, where he was forced to retire from the race.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Delays and cancellations at Ronalds Way. The 4:35 Loganair from Heathrow came in at 20 past 5. The 4:55 EasyJet from Manchester cancelled. The 7:30 EasyJet from Gatwick cancelled. The 5:08 returning patient transfer Loganair from Liverpool is on time. And the 5 past 8 Loganair from London City scheduled to arrive at 8:30 tonight. 6 o'clock, Loganair to Liverpool is on time. Then it's the 8 o'clock EasyJet to Gatwick cancelled. That's all that's happening tonight. The Ronagh Road closed for resurfacing. The Ballymenock Road's got phase closures for water main replacement. In Regaby, there are temporary closures on the Regaby West Road for water main replacement. Junction of Pullrose Road and Alder Road by the Methodist Church is closed for that new pedestrian crossing. Victoria Road's closed between Broadway and Marathon Road for resurfacing. And you've still got those narrow lanes and temporary crossing on Victoria Street, Douglas. Temporary 24-hour lights on the main road near Greber Castle for resurfacing Castle Street, one way northbound in Castle Town. Temporary closures around East Quay and the Prom in Peel. Canals lanes closed between Parliament Street and Water Street, Ramsey, for scaffolding work. Temporary lights on Marketplace in Ramsey. And temporary 24-hour lights on the TT course for tree felling around Glen Helen.
H&H Motorcycles.im for all your motorcycle requirements. Southgate Industrial Estate, opposite Quayside Tyres. Call 66564.
A community initiative has been set up in Jerby with hopes of enabling parents of children with autism and learning disabilities the opportunity to meet others with similar challenges. The bi-monthly event called ACE puts parents, children and professionals in one space together where questions can be asked and access support together. However, these parents have raised concerns over a lack of provision on the Isle of Man if the initiative were to fold due to lack of money.
I'm in the situation where I've got a child that's got special needs, but he's high functioning. The school system failed him, so I had to take him out and home educate him for the last 12 months at home. He was badly bullied, being physically bullied, cyber bullying, and having his GCSE work that he was doing at school destroyed. I had no support because the Department of Education, as soon as you take them out of school, don't want to know you.
It's just really nice to talk to other mums, you know, who are kind of in the same boat. It makes you realise you're not the only one. Things I've been struggling with for ages, I feel like I've found a solution to stuff, because otherwise you sit at home worrying that you're not doing it right or you're not giving your child what they need.
If this event wasn't able to go ahead, who would parents turn to?
Well, I suppose you're going through the doctors or CAMS, or they're so understaffed and you have to wait so long for anything. The big thing is that I'm not having to make appointments to go and see people and drive all over the place.
I don't think there's really anywhere to get that support, though. If there wasn't CAMS, then what is there?
Funding has been a significant challenge for Jerby Northern Community Initiatives. They do a lot of fundraising. They've been very successful fundraising. But as we've discussed before, they do struggle to get funding specifically for personnel who work in the service. One of the recommendations from recent Sir Jonathan Michael's report was to look at bolstering third sector organisations to stop people needing the statutory services. Manx Care are currently exploring avenues with regards to supporting Jerby Northern Community Initiatives ongoing. It's something that Theresa Cope is well aware of, the Jerby Northern Community Initiatives, and has been here, met with the people here, and is really supportive of this type of initiative ongoing. So we are looking into it.
Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300.
The Manx Treasury says it's noted with interest many of the issues and action plans outlined in the UK budget, saying they reflect many elements which are already being addressed here. The UK Chancellor Jeremy Hunt's plan has highlighted a number of initiatives to encourage economic growth. Here's Manx Radio's political commentator, Phil Gorn.
You know, the core message is remarkably similar in as much as both want to see substantial growth in their economies. The difference was you actually believed that the UK Chancellor had a clear plan and had introduced a whole series of measures that were there to deliver the plan. Now, whether the Manx government has a plan or not is still to be debated, but it certainly wasn't explained in anywhere near the sort of level of detail that we had with the UK budget this week.
Jeremy Hunt really did give us some specific points and items of how they were going to try and achieve growth. Do you think the Isle of Man has that level of detail?
To be fair, the UK Chancellor has a vast array of civil servants working for him in comparison to the Treasury Minister. So I think put that on record to start with. But it's clear the UK has a plan, and it gave a lot of detail as to how that plan is going to be delivered. But we just didn't get that from our Treasury Minister. And you know, this was something that was really strongly highlighted in Manx Radio's budget programme. Everyone we spoke to, both from the young teenager who'd turned up with a mum through to the company director who was hoping to move his business to the island, basically was saying, we like the idea of the vision, but we actually need to start seeing detail. And bearing in mind, you know, we're now two-fifths of the way in budgetary terms through the Cannon administration. You know, this is the second of five Cannon administration budgets. You know, we would have expected by now to see more of the sort of detail that was highlighted in the UK Chancellor's statement, certainly.
That's it for Update tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Christian Jones, producer Rhiann Evans. This coming Sunday, the fourth Sunday in Lent, is Mothering Sunday, and a week on Sunday, the clocks go forward. Stick around for Tammy Gindis with Beth and Howie after the news. The greatest hits at 6:30 with Chris Kinley. And that's it.
WINT.